Starting here in the next month or so. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. You can go ahead and start that vent. We're going to talk this is about what's coming up next year at Restored. Just spend a little bit of time on it, and so you can kind of get a feel for what the Lord is doing next year in our midst and where we feel the Lord is leading us. Tonight, we just continue to praise God for what he's done in 2013. Amen? And so we've been very blessed by the Lord this year. This year for our vision, our theme for this year in 2014 is this. Is it up there? Hey, this thing works. Look, how many of you ever see me do a PowerPoint presentation? This might be my third one in my life. Amen? You should praise the Lord. I'm just kidding. Best one ever. Our theme for every year we have a theme, and this year our theme was draw near. When he says in James 4 that if you draw near the Lord, he will draw near to you. And so we had an amazing time this year of growing close to the Lord. We set up a really easy, except purposeful devotion that all of us were doing this year, following the church year calendar, yet following through just one of the, we slowed it down a little bit. We came up with 12 memory verses for the entire year that we did once a month so we can all walk at baby steps and learn. And so I'm not going to ask right now how many people actually did it. Okay, I will. All right, I'm a sucker. Here we go. How many of you actually followed through somehow on the draw near study this year? You're halfway raising your hand. That's not good. Good, good. We're doing good. Fantastic. What it is, it's a huge blessing for us that we want to read the scriptures together. We want to memorize scripture together, and we want to grow together in one way. And so God has been doing that in our midst. And so as far as what I could see with my guys and the way our family has been growing, it's been a good year. Next year, I really feel this is our vision and focus, and that is the power of the Holy Spirit. When I talk about the power of the Holy Spirit, you know, we've talked about this before in the past a little bit. We need to identify, number one, our values and what we say and what we believe as the Holy Spirit of God at Restore Community Church. That's number one question I get asked all the time is, what is your thoughts on the gifts? And you're going to find out. We are going to spend a large amount of time next year walking through each one of the gifts, one of the spiritual gifts by the Spirit, following it, writing a curriculum, honestly, for our discipleship, for you to know what your spiritual gifts are. Some of you will say, yay, I really appreciate your viewpoints on the Holy Spirit, and some of you will not. And that's okay. But I'm just going to share biblically with what we believe about the gifts of the Holy Spirit for this reason. The point of the gifts is for you to edify the church. And so you learning what your spiritual gifts are helps everybody here because you know your purpose, and we get to use your gifts for the purpose of God's kingdom at the church. Scripture says that you all have gifts. Amen? How many has gifts in here? Raise your hand. Everyone, good. You all have. Grant's got two gifts. I'm jealous. Romans 12, 6 through 8 said, having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy in proportion to our faith, if service in our serving, the one who teaches in his teaching, the one who exhorts in his exhortation, the one who contributes in generosity, the one who leads with zeal, the one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness. 1 Peter 4 says, each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's very grace. Whoever speaks is the one who speaks of oracles of God. Whoever serves is one who serves by the strength that God supplies in order that in everything God may be glorified. What is the purpose of using the gifts? In everything that God would be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So our purpose next year is to continue to draw near, but we are going to teach and preach and walk in discipleship over what the gifts are. There might be a random spiritual gifts test here and there, but we will not hold you to it. Good. So that is our theme for next year in 2014, and what we will be running to is living by the power of the Holy Spirit. Here's why we believe this is crucial. If you figure out what God has equipped you with, or even have your head open to what God has equipped you with, the church will move because you will be put in an area, and it's our job as pastors and shepherds to place you in the area where God's gifting is for you. It's a process. Amen? We're not going to, by February, everybody go, I know what my gift is, and we're going to serve, but we're going to get on that road. Amen? And so that's part of our heart for 2014 is using and finding gifts and our gifts of service to be able to serve the body of Christ. It is one of the areas in our discipleship program where I think we need to grow. Amen? Moving on, the next thing that we're going to talk about for 2014 is this, compassion ministry expansion. Everybody say compassion ministry expansion. James 1:27 says this, pure and genuine religion in the sight of God the Father means caring for orphans and widows in their distress and refusing to let the world corrupt you. What did that just say? Pure and genuine religion consists of what? Caring for orphans and caring for widows. I think we do a pretty good job on the outflow of doing that. How many of you here are in care of foster or adoptive kids one way or another in this room? Raise your hands. Amen. Very good. Did you take down the name of everybody else? We'll have kids to you by the end of the night. Amen. This is a small tweak to what we do. I feel very passionately about, as a church, that we become the rescuers to orphans and widows. That's it. Orphans and widows, and expanding on our ministries as far as addiction recovery and prisoner, which we have a big door open to us down the road with Toomey and some different places to be able to take in pastors who are trained in prisons and sent here to plant churches with us as restored. That's coming. This next year, our goal is to be purposeful, like widow care. We have widows in this congregation, and we have genuine widows in this congregation. And so our job as a church is not to randomly serve them. Our job as the church is to purposefully serve them, to come up underneath them, to help them realize that they are cared for and loved for. And the church will not let them fall. Adoption care. We started hosting MAPS classes here about 5 weeks ago, foster and adoption training courses here on Mondays. And some of you have taken that. It is our goal this year to continue that and to become an advocate and a training place for women and men to adopt children. And so that is our heart's desire this year for compassion ministries. And by the way, here's a big theme of this next year beyond listening to the Spirit, is that we need your help. We desperately need men and women to come help us lead and serve. Amen? We'll talk about that in a minute. For next year, 2014, draw near. We will continue draw near. We will continue to study. Next year, we go through the book of Matthew with the church year calendar. How many of you enjoyed our study, our in-depth study of Luke this year in small groups? That was amazing, wasn't it? It was very cool. And so this year we're going to dissect the book of Matthew, and we're going to learn 12 verses. Everybody should say amen. Amen. Studying the person and the works and the life and the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ through the scriptures in Matthew. And this year we're going to push you to do this thing to have your own goal assessment. It is, we started it last year with Draw Near Vision and Goals sheet, but just like we have every year, our church has vision and goals for 2014, 2015, 2016. You should too. In the next year, from January to December, what are you willing to, A, is the Lord pulling on you in anything to grow? Is the Lord moving you in any way to serve? Are there areas where you know you need accountability in your marriage or in your home or with your family and your children over the next year, that we set vision statements for the year and we do those things together? So if you're having a hard time with your quiet time, you're doing 2 minutes every other third month. Your goal is to, this year, I want to start spending 15 to 20 minutes with the Lord a day, an hour a day. I want to get up to this, hold me accountable. Hold me accountable to take my children out and to lead discipleship with my kids. All those kind of things in a needs assessment with people who disciple you, that is our goal. And then we can just lord that over your head all year with legalism and make fun of you. Amen? Good. Boy, that went over well. Good thing I already got paid this week. 2014 vision for worship. As you can tell, our worship team is going through a season of change, a season of healing physically and spiritually. And so for the next while, Jared will continue to lead our worship team. Amen? Amen. But here's two things as Steve recovers and is healing up from some stuff, and Steve will come with the Lord's will and take back over our worship team. For the while, I'm going to make him play drums because our drummer's a little out of commission for a little while. But here's the two things that we're expecting to do in 2014 with our worship team. We're going to come out. Our 2013 worship album is now the 2014 worship album. and it will be released in 2014. Amen? And maybe I'm trying to work Benny to get in on some collaboration with Steve so we can add some funk in there. Amen? God, please help us. We've been praying for funk for a long time. And with my bass skills and Ty's drumming, we've pulled off some funk. But I think Benny is here to anoint us with the funk. Amen? And so, yeah. And also, we would love this year to expand our worship team. I would love for nothing more than Tyson and I, even though we're going to feel bad and we're going to pout about it for a very long time, not to have to do worship anymore. I would love to equip other men and women to join the worship team and play. And we have a really anointed group of people on our worship team with Jared and Andy and Steven and Brandy and Ty and I have been trying to keep up with them for very long. And we're elders. We should be doing elder stuff. And so it should be really cool. We will cry and have our own jam sessions at home. Amen. With your raggedy drums with the tin can cymbals at your house. Amen. But next year, we would love it if any of you want to play and come lead worship with us. And so that is something that we're working on for next year. Here's something else for next year. Expanding our missions. Next year, we are going back to South Dallas. This year, not only are we taking a bigger team to South Dallas, we're also taking Lighthouse with us, Community Church. Amen. So we're literally taking 30 to 40 people to the hood this summer in South Dallas, and we are going to tear it up for the name of Jesus. Amen? And so you should think about signing on this year in July to come with us. It blows our doors off. It's cheap mission. We do it raggedy cheap. And so we would love to go minister into that area of South Dallas and Vickery. One is an African-American plant, and the other one is an all-Hispanic church plant. And so we're going to hit both this year. And so that's kind of what we worked out with Jimmy a little bit. And so also, though, next year we're going to do some local missions like we did with Pastor Jerry and Lighthouse. But we have a door opening. Pastor Darren is back there. We have a door opening to send a small select group of people to Guadalajara next year. Amen. And so with that, I know that Vanessa already hit me. Look, can I go to Guadalajara? And so she has a really big heart for that. But it is open. Juan Pablo, who we served last summer and that we know from World Impact, has invited us personally to come because we got to love on them this summer. And he wants some of our, there's not a huge room for team, but Darren says two, maybe squeeze out three or four, possibly. And so we're going to send some folks down to Guadalajara this summer. What are the dates? When is it? July also? First week of July. And so that's something that we're planning on going to do this summer to serve them, to love them, and maybe open up some doorways for some Restorto Guadalajara. Anyway, thank you. And so be praying about that. Our missions team, I'm going to hand more of that off this year, so it should be exciting to see how I can let my clutches get off of that thing. Here's another thing. All of our life groups right now are full to the max. Full to the max. I mean, all of our life groups are 30-plus people almost, the ones on Wednesday and the one on Thursdays, I believe, is like 20 folks right around there. And so we are getting ready to launch more life groups next year. And we would love to launch another 2 to 3 groups next year. And so I know that the Mankin said they are really hungry to get one going and a couple other families. We offer a very good life group training course here this next year. We're going to offer it again for you to come and be trained up to lead one of our life groups, although I will take some of the homework away so some of you won't cry so much. Amen? So that's coming this year, more life groups. Everybody say more life groups. Here's one of the most exciting things to me that we've been praying for and waiting for a very, very, very long time. We're church planters. And the longer we sit here and talk about being church planters and not actually getting to church planting, the more that doesn't become, that stops being true. And so like 20 years from now, like, we're a church plant. How many churches have you planted? Well, we're still preparing for church planting. And so Don gave us a wise word a while ago when we were ready the first time. We thought to hold off and to do better at what we do. But now our church continues to grow. And we're already at a point, if we continue to grow the way we have over the last few months, that our children's ministry is no longer going to be able to hold all of our kids. You should say amen. 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 And so Erica will be leading another kids' ministry in the concrete bunker. But, you know, we've been praying for a very long time to establish another church to finally get our feet wet into planting. We are church planters. We planted one. Amen? And it's been quite successful. It has 100% growth rate. It was me and God in the bathroom crying out, and now it's all of us. Amen? And so that's how the Lord planted a church here. But, you know, we've been praying. I know that we've talked a little bit tonight about Benny, and Benny has a real heart for church planting also. And so over the next year, allowing God and our submission to him and God's will, we will pray and start to build and to resource a church plant team as long as he leads us that way. Amen? But we could be sitting here next year on the verge of being very close to planting another church. Amen? And so we're very, 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 I dream about this stuff at night. I mean, I just cry out to God about this stuff. And so this is where we're going. And so I hope you're excited about it. Are you excited about that for next year? And by the way, that means the rest of us have to step up our game here and serve, please. Here's another thing that we've been working on called the Giving Center. Everybody say Giving Center. The Giving Center, the first model of this is through Pastor Jerry at Lighthouse Community Church in Oaklawn. It is a 3 or 4 day a week center where they give out an abundance of food, an abundance of clothing, and Jerry's tied it in a little bit with his mobile clinic, but they are there on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then they're there on Saturdays at times, and one other day of the week, right? Like 3 days a week, but they are a giving center, and a part of UCA, we're a part of the Urban Church Association. We actually lead the Urban Church Association since I stole the job from Darren. Now we lead the Urban Church Association, and we are the second guinea pig in the Giving Center program. What we are going to do here is offer multiple days a week with baby steps and working with the food pantry. And by the way, Pathways Church is interested, very interested with Pastor Todd Carter, getting behind us and funding some of the things through the food bank and sending people to help us, which is another, yeah, amen. Amen. By the way, a part of the Urban Church Association is to bridge the gap between the suburban church and the urban church. And Pastor Todd is very down with doing that with us. And so that is a huge blessing. Amen. And so to start this giving center here at Restored, we won't do it during the day because doing it here during the day is not a good idea. But in the evenings, only if you know what I'm talking about. But Tuesdays and Thursdays and on Saturdays when we host the dental clinic, we will need teams of people to work food, to pray with people, to be evangelistic, to translate, to help us stock food, stock clothing. We would need numerous volunteers on a regular basis. And let me tell you this right now, all of our volunteers are fried and dyed and multiplied. They are at the end of their max. And so what we need is new men and women who will come and help us lead the Giving Center here at Restored on a regular, weekly, foundationally, on purpose, weekly basis. Amen? And so that is coming. That's a very big undertaking for our church. And quite honestly, I won't do it until we have people that are signed up to help. And so it's a great place for you to plug in and to do your thing and to come help us out. Here's a beauty of a thing. Youth. Everybody say youth. Our poor youth children have had to put up with my half-reared leadership for like 3 years. We love our teenagers, and our teenagers are some of the most passionate kids that I've ever known. And our youth ministry, we know we didn't start our youth ministry till like year 3, and we started it with the team. Here's the youth team. Me, Tyson, Brandy, Michael, Jason, Mankins, and Amber. Out of Michael, Tyson, myself, and Brandy, we are all in about 62 and a half other ministry positions. Amen? Amen. With that said, it is our goal this year. We've been praying for the last 2 years for the Lord to finally fill our position of looking for a youth shepherd in our church to love on our kids. And so with that being said, we're praying. We're very picky, right?
We're very picky.
And so we are looking for someone that God to send or, you know, someone in our midst who feels called to do our youth shepherd. And also, we are looking to start our youth band. Right? Have you met my son? Yeah. And so, my two sons and Ariana and some of the other kids really long to play to lead worship. And Steve's job, as he comes back into things, is he's going to start training them up to actually start leading a youth band on Sunday nights, and also for Sunday morning for kids ministry. Miss Tammy wants us to start using them to lead worship and kids ministry instead of the CDs in a box. Amen? And so Miss Brandy's already started doing that. She's doing quite a good job, but it'd be really rad if we can lead our youth to do that and to walk and lead and teach some of those kids where they already are. And so everybody say youth. The two youths. Here's another thing that's one of the biggest changes for next year for us, and we're rounding the corner here. Our leadership team is a funky Cole Medina mixture of leaven and workedness, tiredness. And this year, I think when you plan a church, you have to wear every hat, and that's just normal. And so I, the guy who puts gas in the vans, and we do youth, and Ty does this and that, and Jared does this and that, and leads worship here and there. But we are to the point spiritually where elders need to do the role of elders and deacons and ministry workers need to do the ministry of deacons and ministry workers. We have to. It is year 6, and we have carried for a very long time everything God wanted us to do, but I really feel a huge pull this year that we need to hand ministries off and become overseers and to equip. So just like in the youth ministry, here's our new youth guy. My job is to oversee youth guy. Youth guy runs, does the ministry. That's the role of elders to do the spiritual work of the church. And this doesn't mean sit back and play Xbox. I mean, that's still going to be Mondays. But that's not all the time. But here's where the church is only going to work, is when you know your spiritual gifts and you activate in them and you lead. And so we've changed everything in our leadership team. The leadership team now at Core is myself, Ty Brandy, and Jared and Andy as the elders of the church. Now we have deacons, like Lauren is a deacon over our facilities, and it is our heart's desire this year to hand over every leading ministry position we can to other brothers and sisters that we can oversee. And so what we're going to do with that, we're going to start nominating more deacons, putting people in leadership roles, and we have some of them, like our transportation team is Mr. Mike, you know, our kids ministry is Miss Tammy, Lauren is over our facilities, but we've got about 16,500 other positions that we would love to fill this year. And so even our leadership ministries have changed. Our meetings have changed. Once every quarter, if you are on team leadership in something, you are going to meet here on a Saturday, the first Saturday of the month, and we are going to have a team meeting. We're going to have breakfast together. We're going to share what's going on in our ministries. And the rest of the time, the elder over your ministry and you will have meetings and communicate and work together on stuff. And so what this does is it puts the ball in your hands. And from now on, if we don't have the people to lead something, we can no longer carry everything. And so that means is that there's some things will stop. And we would like nothing to stop because everybody is leading. And so I hope that some of you say, well, you don't always communicate what's open and stuff. We're going to stop that. We're going to very, very, very well communicate what is open and available for ministry. And this is going to become your gig. Amen? We want to release you and send you and let you go creativity. We want to hit you with a shepherd's crook once in a while when you get out of line. Amen. But this is the next year is our whole thing. Quarterly meetings for team elders or team leaders. Team leader ran. Elder oversight and support. Search for elder candidates. We're going to preach one Sunday on what it is to be called to be an elder. An elder is a very specific called, anointed role, and the qualifications are not small. And so we are leading towards finding men who feel called to be a leader and want to be built up. We have an eldership training program. And also a leadership retreat for us, remember? Going to Vegas, baby. Ew! No, we're not going to Vegas. That's next year. Pastor Darren's going to let us stay for free out at the Morningstar Ranch. Amen? Amen. Facilities next year. Here's our goal. We're going to do a $10 million bond project, and we're going to buy out all of Goodwill. Good. It's been a long day. Facilities, we are still praying and seeking for a new location. It is still our heart's desire. We love the pit, and I would love to hand this place off to our church plant and for us to be able to go above ground and somewhere accessible, like maybe to a highway or something. And so we're still praying about a new location. We don't have any buzz on that yet. This year, we're going to decide to put a lot of our time and energies into the kids' areas. Updating some of our TVs instead of those ones that weigh 600 pounds, you know, that kill children when they climb on them, you know, i.e. my daughter or someone like that. Update the back hallways. How many of you are kind of feng shui masters of design? The Mankins are, I know that's for a fact. Who else has a real passion for designing and painting and all those kind of things? Anyone? You can't. Okay, cool. Here's the thing this year is that we would love to finish the back, work with Miss Tammy and update our kids' rooms, new TVs, and the bathrooms are always kind of shady. Jason painted half of the door weird on the back of it 4 years ago. We've never been able to fix it. And every time I walk out of the bathroom, I swear and get mad at Jason. And so we just want to fix the hallways. And how many of you have seen the wall of pictures that go down the one side as you're on your way to the bathrooms? That is so outdated. There's even a dead guy on there. And so, but he'll stay up there. But anyway, but Kevin's picture's going to stay up there. But all of our families, I think I'm missing, everybody in here is missing a child. Amen. How many of us are missing children? There's only like two trans kids. There's missing a Dan's. You guys don't have all of yours. And so some of you aren't even married on the wall yet. And so we would love to hand that over to someone who's got a decorative heart and wants to run with the back. And so that's part of our facilities. And another big thing, it sounds silly, but we bought these chairs from a going-out-of-business barbecue place 4 years ago. It had some like weird, inappropriate name, too. I don't remember the name of it. And we bought them for a steal. But some of them you sit on, and I don't know how you – they're killing the floor. They pinch your bottom for some of you who are sitting in those, and we're always tweaking legs. And so this year, this sounds silly. It doesn't matter. But we're looking to buy new chairs so your bottoms are more comfortable. We're gonna go to all chairs. We're gonna go to all couches. I mean, amen. And so, this is where it gets personal for me. Next year, I would love to get a pastoral administrative assistant. I am the only one on staff at the moment, and Jerry and I were talking. And Jerry has two full-time people helping him out, and Darren's got a whole team of people helping him out. And so I'm jealous as all get out and envious. And so this year, seriously, I have such a workload administratively that I would love to be able to hire this year a part-time administrative assistant to help do printing and getting groceries. And literally my job this week was get a bow tie, lead two classes, lead life groups, go put gas in the van, go wash the other one, print this out, make sure there's toilet paper. There are some of those things this week that I would love to be able to start separating because it's getting crazy for me. And so I would love this year to kind of pray through, and I know some folks have already hit me up that they would love to do that, and so we'll see if the Lord provides financially this year for us to do that. Amen. Anybody interested in that right now? Good. Here's the next thing. Everybody say, grow deep and wide. We want to grow deep and wide next year. Amen. Fortified leadership. We continue this year to lead the urban churches. By the way, last year we had like, grow to 200 this year. Then I sat there and went, well, that's stupid. What if we accidentally grew to 300? Would that not be okay? And so we've taken the number off, and you know, we'll just hand it over to the Lord. And by the way, we're growing every week. The Lord is growing and sending new people. And so the wheels are coming off, and you should be excited about that. Amen? Which means we need you guys to get working. Fortified UCA leadership is the last thing for this year, is that we're going to continue to lead this Fortified Urban Church Association, which is trying to bridge the gap between urban churches in this city. Many urban pastors are alone, not a lot of support. They're falling and battling sin, no financial resources, anything like that. We are trying to bridge the gap in the city first of putting urban churches together, and we're a part of this and leading this team on to equip and come behind and behind other urban churches to support them. We believe in the urban church. We believe that in the urban setting, it is a very different world. The books aren't written for what we do. The conferences aren't written for what we do. They are just not the same. And people would like to argue, and I would say, come hang for a week. Come hang. And so our job is to come up underneath urban pastors, to build up the urban church, and to bridge the gap with other great churches like Pathways, who are really interested in what's going on in the city, but honestly have no clue. This is just coming from Pastor Todd. He leads one of the biggest churches in all of Wichita with Pathways Church. He said, there is a mutual blessing. We can be blessed by the suburban church with resources, volunteers, and time, and we can bless them with a place to serve in the middle of the least of these and the broken. Amen? It's a mutual need. It's not like a sugar daddy thing. It's a mutual need. And so we're trying to bridge that gap, and there are actually places like Todd and Pathways who are really interested in doing what we do. And so God's just going to blow that up next year. Amen? And so that is our vision for 2014, my brothers and sisters. And so we're going to have this up on a wall. We put it in the war room. We pray over it. We look at kind of what God's doing every year. But here's the thing. Just let me say this. Is that we need you to engage. We need your help. This is your church. This is our body. This is God's kingdom. And we would love this year to equip you and to hand you over what God is doing with your passions. And so with that, we will never sustain a movement until that happens. Now I feel with all my heart that it's time. And so this is where we are. This is our vision for 2014. By the way, if you weren't here this morning, just to check ourselves if God's working in our midst. Again, our sweet sister Heidi was on the verge of death this morning, literally in the hospital, unresponsive. Doctors didn't think her liver was going to come back from what she had done. And I'm telling you, within minutes of us praying, she woke up. She woke up. And we're such anal Christians. We're like, well, I'm sure maybe there's whatever. But Jared was there, and he texted me. He's like, she just opened her eyes, and she's talking. And da da da. I'm like, dude, we just got done praying like so many minutes ago. He said, that's when she woke up. She woke up, and she was. And Robin walked in today, and she was smiling and giggling. And the Lord has healed our sister. Amen. She's not out of the woods, but the Lord has sustained her life. Amen. So like Miss Tammy said, if you're not open to prayer around here, you should quickly open yourself up to prayer. Amen? Since it's late, I'm going to avoid the microphone testimony time, because around here, that would get, well, it just could be dangerous. Amen? And so, thank you, Jesus. Here's the thing is that what we've been preaching through being the body of Christ, let me just say this, you are the genuine Holyfield, real deal body of Christ. And we're growing all the time. Amen? The Lord is blessing us, and the Lord is growing us in deep ways, and we are blessed by what the Lord is doing. Why not in 2014 be the year where we continue to engage and chase after the Lord like soldiers even more? You hear me? We are a part of a church plant movement to the broken, and it's starting to come to fruition. Man, I don't know what kind of meaning your life has, but to me, that is my whole world. Thank you, Jesus. Let's stand up and pray. Grab a hand. Pretend like you like the person next to you. Bridge the gap here. Come on. Jesus, bring us together. The Lord could part the Red Sea. Surely we can fill an aisle. Amen. I didn't say main crippled. So I said just hold hands. So. Just cheesy for a minute. Look around. I don't know how many of you have ever been in war or how many of you have ever served before in the military, but there's something different between peacetime and wartime friendship in the military. In peacetime, you know, your buds, your bros, you go home. But in war, you're all the other person has. You're the one who will save your rear. So that guy's going to run out and grab you if you're on the same team. You're fighting in a war. We are warriors. We are soldiers. This isn't a mistake. We're not just doing church. Some of us have been through horrific things together. And this is what God meant to put us together as the body of Christ, unified underneath the headship of him. Amen? We can do this together. Amen? Let's pray. God, you put the lonely in families. Where would I be without these people? Where would we be without you? And that sounds so cheesy, and so many people in society are so afraid of that, Lord, that it just seems weird, and their families, their family, their little nuclear family with their kids and their dogs and their stuff. But God, that is not the definition of family. This is the unified headship of Christ, the way it should be in the body of Christ. Thank you, Lord, for a family. We're just different colors, sizes, shapes, backgrounds, and it doesn't matter. God, we are unified under your blood. Lord, would you continue to bridge the gap for us between the lost and the broken? Lord Jesus, the hurting, to those that are far from you. God, would you continue to use us outside for the nations? And Lord, would you continue on the inside to build us closer and closer and closer? God, I pray over this year. I know that there are people that can fill the voids and the needs that we have in ministry. And now it's time where they have to. God, we need them to step in that direction. And Lord, I know by faith you're going to do it. I know you're stirring in the hearts of men and women, even tonight, Lord Jesus, about where they can serve. And so God, we just leave that to you and look forward in the next few weeks to identifying those things over next year as we identify the gifts of the Spirit. And God, I just pray that you would fall on us by the power of your Holy Spirit and continue to lead us and plant thousands of these, God, around the earth, if it is your will. And we believe it is. Thank you for healing. Thank you for our sister Heidi. Continue to heal her, God. Continue to heal the rest of the things going on in this room. Lord, thank you for our leaders. Thank you for sheep. Thank you for this place. And God, thank you for Jesus more than anything. And we ask this all in Jesus' name. His church said, amen. By the way, next Sunday is Covenant Sunday. Next Sunday is the day where we all re-sign our membership covenants and hand them in and do that all together. There's some on the tool shed back there if you want to grab some of those covenants and see myself if you have any questions. Beyond that, please help clean up. Please take your dishes home. We have a lot of extra food, so our families who need some help, we're going to send pizza your way and chicken. Well, some of the chicken, and we're going to send it home your way, so don't leave without getting some grub. We love you. Good night.
Help.